You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view. A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag.com. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get 25% off your first month. We're also brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get a $25 gift certificate to Jinx.com. And good evening and welcome to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. My name is Merrick.
I'm Golden Star.
And what did you do this week?
Not a whole lot. I think that the holiday last week was Memorial Day. I think that just screwed up my whole schedule.
Screwed up everything, didn't it?
I missed dumb time because of it, because we were out at a cookout. I played 3 days in a row during the spring festival, during the 1 hour. I talked about my brilliant plan last week. Still didn't get a horse, and I just didn't play the rest of the time. So very, very light week for me. I don't even have dumb time to report, although I think they did a bunch of epic stuff.
Yeah, I think that was the email that I saw. It was that a lot of epic stuff going on.
So I have a lot of epic stuff to catch up on, which I have not done yet.
But at least it's epic.
It's epic.
I like saying epic.
Okay. What did you do?
I did even less.
You didn't even log in for the Spring Festival.
No. No. I'm not going to log in for the Spring Festival. I don't do festivals anymore. I did them. I don't need to do them again. I know they're revamped and much better this time around.
They're new. There's always something changed each time.
But that's silly. Why would I do stuff like that?
When I bring out my anniversary fest special horses that your characters don't have.
I know. Well, the thing is, okay, so about that, the thing is, they're pretty. They're nice. I like it. But at the same time, I don't use them. I use my fast horse.
They are fast horses, honey.
Oh, the special ones? Yeah, I totally want those. Way too lazy, apparently, to do that.
Oh, I'm with you there, because usually I run all my alts through the things. And this flower collection quest, I mean, I know I don't have to do the full hour, but I feel compelled to do the full hour. And the idea of doing a full hour on all my alts kills me a little on the inside. And added to the fact that Golden Star appears to be the only character who has done the prerequisite quests. So I'd have to start. And it's a short chain. It's not a big thing. There's like three quests ahead of it. But I'd have to do those three quests. And I took my runekeeper to the dude and saw that I had the beginner quests. And I was like, man, I'm not going to do this. And then I took my hunter. She had the same beginner quest. And I'm like, I'm going to go do something else. I'm working on a puzzle.
You're working on a puzzle.
In real life.
Yeah, not in actual. Yeah, not in the game.
Like a jigsaw puzzle.
She's actually working on the jigsaw puzzle. No, I feel bad, though, because, well, we do a podcast on the game, and I didn't get a chance to get in, and I am kind of interested in seeing what Moria's got to hold, and I didn't get time to do it. No, I didn't make time to do it, I should say. I need to make time for my gaming. That's right.
Priorities.
Well, sop, y'all. Yeah, okay, so.
What?
Please forget I ever said that.
Forgotten.
But no, I. The plan is he's going into Moria. 51 or no, he's going in. Because I'm not supposed to need 51 anymore, am I? So. All right. So, I'm lazy. I apologize. That's it. The holiday threw everything off for me. I can't even remember that it was a 4-day week for work. Actually, 3-day.
You know, the short weeks always feel longer to me.
Yeah, I know. All right, so enough stalling. Let's head into that town crier.
What kind of jigsaw puzzle? It's a crazy fantasy puzzle. It's got butterflies and unicorns and a lady with crazy hair riding on top of the unicorn. And then there's like some crazy flower chicks in the side. It's a crazy person's painting, but it's a pretty difficult puzzle.
Yeah, I would also like to add that it's totally not Golden Star style, but it is her mom style, and her mom gave it to her.
There's nothing wrong with my mom.
No, your mom loves fantasy.
My mom loves butterflies.
Your mom loves. She loves fairies and unicorns and frilly stuff like that.
It's a very girly poster.
Very girly. Very girly
nothing
fantasy
wrong
stuff.
With very girly.
Nope. Not at all.
Probably not one I would have picked myself.
No.
But my mom gave it to me, and I'm like, a puzzle. I love puzzles. I haven't done a puzzle in years.
I picked one for you, and you quit.
Oh, you gave me one, but the table we had wasn't big enough for it.
None of the tables we used were big enough
for it. This was an enormous puzzle. I had no place to put this puzzle. So
she quit, y'all. She quit.
Where was I supposed to build this enormous puzzle?
I don't know. But she quit. That's right. I'm going to go put it for the community. The community has a puzzle near my, like, near Sharon's desk in my office space. So I'm going to put it out there when they finish their current one. Let's see what goes on. Yeah.
Wasn't I trying to do it at work? And your,
yeah,
your was, desk wasn't big
desk
enough?
The desk wasn't big enough. Another table that wasn't big enough. All right. Okay. All right. But that was a good one. All right. Let's head into Downcry.
And now, the town crier.
All right, the update 7.1 official patch notes have been put on the lore book for your viewing pleasure. A couple fixes for the captain, lore master, and minstrel. Some go into monster play changes. Fornos getting, of course, minor bug fixes and other things because, you know, it just came out. This is just all in general kind of a... I don't know, just a bug fix kind of stuff. Although Fornos weapons were made bind on acquire, so you can hand them around. Or no, so you can't hand them around anymore.
What were made bind on acquire?
The classic Fornos stuff.
Oh.
Mystery Halberks. I can't say that for some reason right now.
Halberks.
Now I'll call the correct... Icons, mystery cloaks have been added, much like the mystery hauberks. See, I could just say it right there. And have been added to skirmish cosmetic vendors to go along with the mystery hauberks. So, I like the mystery stuff, though. It's very cool. But just some, I guess, for legendary items, burglar and champion legendary items can no longer be upgraded with starlit crystals. Any champion and burglar legendary class items on which the starlit crystals were used will retain the bonuses, even though the legendary item will not display that it has been upgraded.
Is that just because class items aren't supposed to have these upgrades?
I think there was something specifically wrong with those having...
But why would those two classes not get it and everybody else does?
I think
that's why I was asking if class items are not supposed to have it and these two accidentally got it.
I'm pretty sure that they have it. I'm pretty sure that they do, but I think that they were having some problems with those two specific ones, as far
so
as
they just
those
took them
two
away?
Classes. Yeah, well,
so
I don't
it'll
know.
Be back eventually?
One would hope so.
But this is a fix. It's a patch note. All burglar. This isn't an issues list. This is what they did to correct items.
I thought they were having problems in the first place. Yeah, something to do with their specific legacies. Says Ebo. Yeah, so... Let's see. Krell saying that the incoming healing rating hasn't scaled since level 65 and the classes don't have a lot of rating based on legacies.
So what's it have to do with upgrading with Starlit Crystals?
I don't know.
Why can't they?
Oh, the incoming healing rating. Okay, so they didn't want them using it in the first place. They were able to use them on accident on third agers. Yeah, because I remember them saying in the beginning that they were having specific issues with those. With the champion and the burglar. I didn't realize it was because of their incoming healing. So. All right. Well, I don't know. Hopefully that's on their list. I would assume it's on their list, but.
It still doesn't seem to me like that would be an issue list, not a put it in the patch note thing.
Well, yeah, I think it was also in their patch. I think it was also originally in the seven patch notes that those weren't supposed to have them in the first place. And I guess that they did.
So they just don't do anything right now. So they just removed the ability to do it.
Yes. I think they have been upgraded, but they're not supposed to. I mean, it won't be reflected if they went in, and even though they have been, and they're not supposed, and you can't add them anymore. So
what you said made no sense to me.
Okay, so if you had one and you added the crystals, it's getting the bonus. But when you look at the item, you won't see the Starlit Crystal slots. You won't see the actual bonus being applied, but it's there. And you can't add
the Starlit Crystal didn't provide any benefit whatsoever.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on in their minds. I don't have them on my champion or my burglar, so. My burglar can't even use legendary items, I don't think. Nope, can't. Nope.
They're all 50.
Oh, yeah, he can. Sorry. Yeah, that's a fact. He's got so many that it's clogging up his backspace. But I haven't looked at the Starlit Crystals there, so.
No, I haven't done it with my burglar yet either.
All right, moving on. There's a spring festival screenshot contest going on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like screenshots?
I do.
Do you take them?
Yes.
Are you going to enter?
No.
Why not?
I never enter these. I'm not good.
All right. So there are three categories. There's the Lost in the Hedge Maze, where you take a picture of your character braving all the twists and turns, and then you will get a, I like this, amazing 2012 title for the forums.
The winners also get 500 turbine points.
That's good. Fields of Flowers. There are Fields of Flowers. You take yourself in somewhere in the, you know, exploring somewhere where there's lots of flora, and you will, you know, enter this. You'll get another, you know, same. There's another title, 500 points. And if it goes jingle jangle, the Steed of the Jester.
So you have to have that Steed of the Jester to enter this third category.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And again, title, 500 turbine points.
Spring Prankster 2012. I do not have the Steed of the Jester.
You don't?
No.
Oh, you haven't gotten any of them, did you?
I did a whole bunch of stuff. I opened a billion boxes.
You were having amazing luck with the anniversary.
I have had no luck with this so far. I got a whole crap and lot of dye and wall paints. Oh, and I got a big flower. I did go and start to get one of those giant flowers that you hold in your hand.
Oh, okay.
That made her happy because she didn't have one of those. She missed it from last year.
Cool. Well, if you're looking to get some screenshots sent in, Orkita has some screenshot tips and tricks that we have on the site. You can go ahead and check those out. They may help you. And there was a community Q&A for all the devs. Some of the interesting things is...
Boring.
It wasn't that bad. All right, so there was a lot of just like, what's your job like? What, you know, do you have any jobs opening? What is it like to work for Turbine? And things like that. One thing that was very not well received was the question of, why don't creeps have a storyline? Yeah, a lot of people didn't like Kelson's answer to that. The answer was, you know, there's only so many ways that Kill the Free Peoples can be expressed. Their main point is pretty much PvPing. You know, that's why they don't have much of a story.
Well, I think it was like leveling and progression like the rest of them, like the Free Peoples do. And he said, oh, the point is to PvP, PvMP. So you go out there and PvMP. And a lot of PvMPers' response was, what are you talking about? When we start out, we're so weak, we cannot go out and PvMP.
Yeah.
We have to level up. Our, you know, rank up our stuff. Otherwise, we'll just be slaughtered.
The first thing they tell you to do is not go PvP, is to go get your maps. Mm-hmm. And that's, you do that by doing, you know, questies. Yay! I did think it was interesting that they were possibly going to have an EXP eliminator switch. Somebody asked, have you ever had an experience eliminator on off switch, or will you have? The answer was, since we've already done some work on an experienced disabler, I'd say the odds are real good.
Why do people want this so badly?
I don't know. You're going to turn it off and forget about it, and then you're going to be mad that you had it off.
Well, yeah. What does your level have to do with anything? Like, if you don't want to level, who cares? Like, no, like if your goal is to you know, role play or to host events or whatever. I can't think of a scenario where you're like, nope, I'm level 19. I don't want to go any further. Why? I don't understand the whole concept.
I don't either. And I don't know why you would want to do quests that way either, because what happens if you decide later you want to level? You're just going to do skirmishes all the way up because you've done all the applicable quests? I don't know.
People in the chat room are saying so that it's like my dumb group, so people can group together and I can do stuff during the week and not get ahead of them. But we've been doing this for months and we're fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's not an issue that like there's a group of us lagging behind and a group of us. We're really still very tight together. We're like within a level of each other. So I guess it's for like when we used to play together, you would go and slaughter a million animals for hide and then level two levels. And I'd be like, what the crap, dude? You just went out and you're like, I need the leather for the hide. Blah, blah, blah. I can understand that, I guess, but I just don't see how it's that important. I'm sorry. I understand there's people who really want this because it comes up in every single question, but it's not that important.
They're throwing out that, you know, maybe you would want to stop your experience so you could experience like Angmar at level 50. Let me tell you, Angmar at level 50 was not fun. You're not missing out on a lot, so I wouldn't mind being,
I guess,
over-leveled.
You could stay on level to complete an entire zone, but what's the point?
I don't know. Maybe it's just a
mentality. Like, there's going to be a point where those quests aren't going to level you anyway, so you are going to be at like 52, and then you'll stay at 52 for the rest of the quests because, I mean, yeah, they'll be gray or whatever, but you'll still... I don't see it.
I don't know. Oh, maybe it's just a mentality that we don't have.
It's a mentality I do not have. I don't care. If your whole goal is to stay a certain level.
I still think you can go back and be overleveled and still enjoy it just as much as you would not being overleveled.
If the idea, yeah.
But, okay. Anyway.
Whatever.
Moving onward to that.
Did you have anything else?
Yeah,
from
no.
This
so, a lot of these were, of course, evasive. And so, I mean, the experience thing was the only thing I saw that offhand that really made a lot of, that was like, oh, that's going to be a coming feature. The rest were some behind the scenes and some philosophical, like, do you draw from the movies more or the books or, and you know.
Ooh.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm just over this whole question and answer. I thought that the questions they asked, that they selected, not that the asking the question was bad, but the questions that they selected were softball poop questions. Like, where are all the questions about Rohan? Why are there no questions about Rohan in here?
I think there were something.
Okay, but like they're asking about jiggling swords. What? You're asking them about a bug of this. How is the landscape modeled? Like, you have the dev's ear and this is what you ask. Sorry, I'm not trying to pick on anybody. If you're listening and that was your question, I'm not trying to be mean. You could ask any question you wanted, and that's fine. But they picked that question, is what I'm saying.
Okay, they did mention that there will be a full orchestral score for Rohan.
Mm-hmm.
Which, let's see. And
one of them is like, can we have bigger bags? Like, we already know that one. And they selected it. We already know the answer to that one.
Yes. Yeah, I don't remember. Let's see what else there was. Okay, so there wasn't very much about Rohan at all.
I was going to say, I guess that one
ties
into...
It's mentioned a lot. It is mentioned a lot, but there's no
There was
real
one
tidbits
in here that I thought was interesting where they were talking about the bard saving your stuff, your specs, or whatever you want to call them, your trait.
Yeah, that was... But that was kind of the... That's a great idea. We should look into it.
Is that what the answer was?
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't remember that. I thought that they were saying that they've heard this. I think Baby Hop was crying. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, they did kind of mention that as far as, yeah, that's a great idea. We should totally look at that. In fact, let me see. Yes, we think saving configurations is something that could indeed be pretty cool. Then that was by Linda Curry, who we actually got to see briefly at PAX East 2 years ago. Anyway, moving on from this topic, we'll go ahead and move into the weekly store sale. All right, this week's free sample is power potions, a stack of 5 power potions. Yay. So Goldstar says, yay for free power. I'm not one for buying potions in the store. I'm a scholar. I just make my own. But I'm sure happy when, you know, I'll sure be happy to take some store potions for the cost of 0 turbine points. Woohoo! So if you'd like to, you can put these in your cart and use the coupon code PWR552. That's power 5 52. Ow. 52. Not cutting that out because it's funny.
Sorry.
That's all right. All right. Going on to what is actually on sale this week, we have monster classes for 35% off.
That's a good sale.
It is a good sale. They are free for VIP. This includes everything except the Reaver, because that's the only one that's free. So Black Arrow, Defiler, Stalker, Warleader, and Weaver.
Weaver.
35% off. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and take a look. Why not? And while you're at it, you can enhance your monster with monster traits or monster skills, both on sale for 35%. Lord knows I need these because I level up very, very slowly.
Oh, I level up horribly slow.
That's right. If you want your traits or your skills before you rank up, you can buy them. It's actually, from the creep roundtables, not that uncommon for people to do stuff like this. Because they know how slowly it is to rank up right. From experience, because those guys actually play quite a bit. So don't worry about that. Nobody's going to care. And don't be like me. I think the only thing you can't buy is like cosmetic looks. I think that's the only thing you can't buy.
You need the sigil thing, I thought.
Yeah, don't quote me on that, but I think that's the only thing you can't get. And if you want to, maybe you are having problems, there is 20% monster and quest experience.
That's for anybody, not just a master player.
That's for everybody who does not want to turn their experience off.
So those are for free.
Bringing it back to the fire.
I'm expecting we're going to get nasty emails about that, but I'm sorry. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I understand. It's not that I don't understand. I understand, but I don't. It's not for me. 20% monster and quest experience of 3 hours. It's 20% off this week. This will increase your experience earned from killing monsters and completing quests. This does not include legendary items.
This is much better than the monster one, let me tell you. Because if you're doing the quest, you want to level up quickly. You need the quest experience boost. That is where you're going to get the real big item or blah, 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 numbers coming in. That's right. Numbers.
Blah, blah, blah.
They're big. Also, I'm in a weirdo tonight. This is going to be weirdo. People unsubscribing left and right from the podcast. Milestones.
This girl's just complaining about experience, and this guy's going, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. She's angry. He's crazy. Nothing going on here.
It's a big party.
All right. Milestone skills are also on sale. These are the ones where you can open up different milestones so you can, like, unlock different places to bind yourself to the milestones. They are tied together, so you can't just, you know, bind yourself 5 different places and pour it all over. If you use one, you use them all. They're all on the same cooldown.
Yep.
But if you want to reduce that cooldown, the Hurried Traveler, which reduces your milestone cooldown in half, is 20% off. Milestone skills also being 20% off, in case I didn't mention that. So you can reduce it down from 60 minutes to 30 minutes. That's pretty nice. Yeah. Only downside is that it's per character.
It's per character.
Which stinks.
Per character is poop.
Yeah, it is. But I bought it on my main. I bought it on my guardian. I like it. It's much better. I wish it was 10 minutes, but I'll take 30 over 60. That's for sure. And it looks like there were some store issues that were resolved. I think that's it for the sale, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
There were some store issues earlier this week. So I just wanted to mention this in case earlier on Thursday, they had some issues with the store sales. They were on sale, but if you open them up in the, you know, the 4 panel where you see 4 little icons at the same time, they wouldn't show up on sale. You had to click on the item and then that page would show the sale. They were having an issue with that. They were also having an issue, I think, with the coupon code. All that is cleared up. So if you were having issues earlier this week, that should be all resolved and you should see the sales and be able to use the coupon code now.
Yay! All right, Update 7 Talks. In case you missed it, this week we had an Update 7 Talk where we all met on Ventrilo. We actually opened it up to everybody that was a part of it. We'll be having more of these in the future where you can come and join and talk. I will also coordinate with MEN. That was my fault for not doing it last time. So you can listen to it if you just want to listen.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you were in Ventrilo, you could have just listened anyway.
Right. That's true.
But so. Update Talks, we went over Update 7. That's going to be a special episode that we'll be releasing to our feed so you can hear it. It is our first community-based roundtable. So it's kind of in the trial phases, but I liked it. I thought that it went well. Ending did a good job. I think that it's something that I would like to continue and try again.
Yes, I do too. All right, we also had an article by Shipwreck, Why Lotro Could Use Dynamic Content and Why It Won't Get It. I don't know. I wasn't hot on... He mentions off the bat Rift in this, and I wasn't crazy about Rift's dynamic content.
No, you were. You were.
I was at the beginning, but then it got then old.
Well, the problem that we had with Rift is I think that we picked it up and joined while they were having a special weekend thing.
Right.
And so extra Rifts were opening to encourage this whatever they were doing. So... We joined, we did a bunch of Rifts, their dynamic events. You run into there and you can instantly join a group of all the people who are there and you work together to close the Rift. Well, the problem was is that you couldn't walk 10 feet without running into a Rift.
Yeah, and it got old. It was interesting, but it's an interesting time. But, I mean, there's other people who have done this. I think Guild Wars 2 is going to do this. Warhammer Online has done this. It's an interesting concept. I just don't know how. I mean, Shipwreck
I like
good
the
points.
Idea.
Yeah.
He makes some good points that, we're in a maybe not so much when you're getting closer to the Shire, but they talk about in the book, Bree especially is being guarded by the Rangers because if they didn't guard it, Bree would be under attack.
Right.
And we all know where the Rangers are, at least if in the endgame story, they're not protecting Bree. Why isn't there, it doesn't have to be huge. I mean, it's a low level, whatever.
Right. It will be interesting to see if mounted combat is kind of an attempt at dynamic content.
Yeah, it sounds like there's going to have that because there's supposed to be that you see a cloud in the distance and, something's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, the thought of there's just random mobs running around the plains and you run into them and you kind of run into, we did that in Warcraft. Remember with the Trials of the Crusader, there's mobs running around and you go attack them and then they spawn and then they run around and you go attack them. That sounds a little plain Jane for Turbine.
Right.
So
yeah, I agree.
It'll be interesting to see what they do with it, but yeah, this might be their attempt at it. So it'll be interesting. It'll be fun to see what they do in Rohan.
I'd like to see. I like Shipwreck's ideas in here, where there could just be an announcement. Bangorn's been overtook, and then all the level 20s band together to go retake Bangorn. Level 20s. I don't know why I'm saying that, but something like that, where there's an announcement. Oh, something's going on over here. I think they did do stuff like this in the beginning. I remember something with Trestle Bridge or something.
It's possible. My memory's bad.
It could also be a limitation of the servers because right now, stuff like that's not happening. If they started it, it's going to go crazy. But anyway, I like the idea anyway.
Okay. And Skype contest winners. We had a contest?
Yes.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You weren't supposed to enter.
I didn't.
Yes, the contest is over and our winners were selected. Our winners are Jeff, Andrew H., and Chris S. They all received emails from me, so all they have to do is send me their stuff back. Two of them already have, but they're getting this free Everyman Pro Pack from Skype. So So congratulations, you guys. Congratulations. And thank you to everyone who entered.
That's very cool.
We like giving stuff away.
In community news, there is a concert series going on right now for Witherstock. Not the actual Witherstock.
No, these are concert series. These are previews of a single band that's going to be at the major Witherstock for, which is on June 16th.
Right. The ones that are performing are Don't Tempt Me, Frodo, the song. Well,
you're reading stuff that's already happened, honey. Today's Saturday, June 2nd.
I know.
Oh, okay. Go
but
ahead.
But I just wanted to say the song World Strollers. Adonai? I apparently cannot pronounce that.
What?
And Symphonious. Adonai.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Adonai.
You all can send your complaints to goldenstar@casualstolenwater.com.
You're stealing my joke from last when I did a solo show.
I don't recall that.
Yeah. So tomorrow, Sunday, June 3rd, is Symphonious. If you want to catch them, you still can. They're at 4 p.m. Eastern on Landerville at the Prancing Pony Epri.
Right. What is the Takers of the Form?
It is my recommended reading of the week. This is a Lotro comic.
I love that there are Lotro comics popping up.
Mm-hmm. So he started this with his friends. It was his workers. And they all kind of moved away, but he came back to it, and his wife actually encouraged him and was like, "We had a lot of fun. You should make another comic." And so he started doing it again. So
excellent, yeah. There are a couple of comics that have been going on for a long time now, but I love that there are more popping up. I love them, love mm-hmm. them, love them, love them. Thank you. And Wolf Tier of Snowborn has alerted us that there is a new horse model in Combe.
That's true. I went and looked at it myself with my own eyeballs.
It's pretty cool. It's a white steed. Looks kind of like a...
The picture's kind of dark, but it's in a dark stable. It's the best I could do. I guess I could have turned on my personal light, but I didn't because I'm lazy.
Looks hardier.
It's huge compared to the other horses. I wish I would have taken a side shot. My pony is very, very tiny compared to this horse.
It looks kind of like a Clydesdale.
It is very big and hardy. The name over it is just Horse.
That's a good name.
But it is like a targetable horse thing. And then all the stuff around it, like the hay and the feeding trough, and there's a water bucket, all that has names too.
Oh, does it really?
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe we'll do a size comparison sometime. Like, I'll actually get on a horse and you can take a picture of me or something like
that. Yeah, because it looks pretty big here, but next to my Hobbit especially, I ran out there with Golden Star. It is humongous. It's a very, very large horse.
All right. Well, it looks beautiful. Thank you for going out and getting that. I appreciate
it.
Yes,
and thank you,
Wolf Tier. Mm-hmm. Yes, for making us aware of that.
Yeah.
Because it's very cool.
Wolf Tier's actual prediction that he emailed me is he thinks that's going to be the model of the War Steeds.
It's a very good prediction, because that's why would they have bothered in the first place.
But it's interesting that it's in Combe.
Yeah, I don't pretend to understand the way that things happen.
Well, it was a very good catch. I don't know if I would have caught that.
I wouldn't have either. I don't ever go to Combe. All right. So, the weekly poll. This week's poll was, which region do you think should be revamped next?
This poll was suggested by Dodimer of Silverload. And he writes, I really like what they did with Evendim, and I'm curious what people would like to see revamped after Moria, because as you know, Moria is a two-parter. We have another Moria coming.
Right, that's right.
So we had 1,178 voters on this poll. 43% said Trollshaws.
I am surprised Trollshaws won.
I'm kind of too.
Not that I don't agree with them, because I do.
I do. That zone is a little boring and could use some shaking up. 24% said Angmore. I can't talk. 14% said North Downs. 12% said Misty Mountains. 6% said Forkel. And 1% say Other. Some of the others were stuff like Lonelands, but those are just new people who didn't know that Lonelands has already been revamped.
Wow, I don't know what that says about Lonelands.
I think Lonelands is not so bad. Last time
it's pretty good.
Well, but I knew what it used to be like.
That's true too.
So I felt it was a great improvement when I ran through it.
Yeah, it's just interesting that Trollshaw has beat North Downs. That's my Angmar did too. So,
I voted for North Downs. It's not super necessary because Evendim kind of encapsulates that level area now.
That's true.
So maybe that's why Trollshaw's got so much, because after you get out of Evendim, where do you go? Trollshaw's is a good choice, but it's kind of boring.
Very. So, because there's not much to do there. There really is. Or some of the stuff is super hard, too, because there are elites still walking around there.
They're easy to skirt around, though.
They are.
Andy says, Foracle's okay. It's just missing a couple stable routes. I agree.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It needs some more horse routes in there and some swift travel.
Yeah, definitely. All right, next week's poll is, which region do you think should... No, that's not right.
Well, I just want to say, the reason I picked North Downs is there's like a stop in North Downs. Once you get to Esteldin, almost everything is group quests. And so if you're not a grouper, if you're not, you know, you're into the solo thing, you pretty much have to leave at North Downs at that point. Because all that Dol Dinan area... With all those trolls
right. And
the orcs is, yeah. So that's the reason I picked it. I don't have a poll for this week.
We'll think of one. Maybe.
Maybe. If I get around to it.
We'll see.
If anybody has any ideas, you can email me at goldenstar@casualstroltomordor.com.
Yep. We're always open to ideas. Well, with that, we'll head into Raise Your Glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
Ulrika writes, hello! During the Spring Festival, I've been working on the Inn League and Ale Association reputation. I recently looted a small reputation accelerator. Will it give me more negative reputation as well, or just give me more positive reputation? I'd be grateful for any answers to this question, Ulrika.
The answer is it will only double your positive. The negative remains the same.
Excellent answer.
Katani gave me that answer. She said she's used one.
I like that. That's very cool. That's good that they do that.
Awesome. I like hang things, Paul. Paul, what happens when Golden Star doesn't have a poll? I'm totally using that.
That is a good idea. I like that too.
Okay. Bragel writes, dear Silvers and Loss. Bragel is a dumb, and so he knows why by our lower level character names. Which is not true, because he
totally knows what our...
He totally knows what Golden Star make.
Yeah.
This week, I got a lot done on my main. I cleared out a couple quest nodes in the Great River, earning friend with the Riders of Stangard, and managed to complete a couple of Isengard three-mans with suboptimal groups, completing the pits of with a Runekeeper, Minstrel, and Burglar, as well as completing...
Right.
With two Burglars and a Runekeeper.
That's impressive.
Yeah. I also completed... Once, well, I actually managed to live through the last fight, something I hadn't done in any time I've previously run that instance. I also helped successfully kill the Watcher in the Water with a group of Kinnies, many of who had done so before. Who had never done so before. Read, Golden Star. Jeez. It was rough going at first, despite all being level 75, but we kept at it and eventually had a great sushi feast of dead squid and all, and got a few people, their savior of Kaza Doom Deed done. I've attached a couple screenshots of our group. Sorry they weren't very good. It's hard to get people to pose when they just want to get some fat loots. During dumb time, we worked on the epic storyline, got Dummy Dumb caught up, and then finished the Moria quest, including 2.6.8, which is no longer six-manable. It is now solo, duo, only. Poop to that. That's his comment. I know it sounds like something I would say, but that's what Bragel writes. Poop to that. So we split into groups of Dummy and Sodom, Hoppy and Lady Dumb, and me by myself. And then we raced to the end. Lady Dumb got booted off a ledge and got the NPC killed. Had to start over. Last place. The tank mini went Angry Hands and Overpower and crushed it for first place. I got second by default. Bragel, Thorn Thistle, Hobbit Burglar, Council of the Secret Fire, Landreval, a.k.a. Optum Dumb, Runekeeper, Council of the Secret Fire, Landreval.
All right. Belwyn writes, I enjoyed your discussion on the last podcast. Later it occurred to me that I'm just sharing my two coppers, that I think it will be a voiceover. She's referring, I'm sorry.
The Riddle in the Dark, yeah.
The Riddle in the Dark. I think that it will be a voiceover, Gandalf's voice, and the first words in the opening will be, in a hole in the ground that lived a hobbit. That's an excellent.
How could we miss that?
Excellent.
Somebody has to say that. Somebody has to say that.
That's fantastic. You are so right. That's right. Tolkien invented the words, and then he had to reinvent what the word meant. In the case of the hobbit, he literally wrote the phrase, in a hole in the ground there lived a hobbit, while grading exams, and later had to invent a hobbit, and he came up with Bilbo. Those few words started the whole Hobbit Lord of the Rings cycle. I'm guessing Jackson's team won't miss such an iconic opening. It's fun to speculate. Belwyn, Belkari, Beldwill on Landrival.
That's an excellent point, Belwyn.
So good.
Totally missed that.
I can't believe I missed that.
Pink Fay of Landy writes, hello, CSTM. This is Pink Fay from Landrival. I'm writing you to make two requests. First, I see you have Secrets of Middle-earth listed as one of your LOTRO podcasts. His podcasts are very good, but very few. Were you aware he has a character in the Lonely Mountain Band? I was, actually. I was wondering if you could get him on your show. You could ask.
I'll ask him. I'll ask Father Roderick. No reason not to.
No. Secondly, I noticed you don't have Lore Master Guide at all. That is true. I would love to be a guest blogger and put up a series of guides for the Lore Master, Pink Fay of Landy. I don't have a problem
with it. Yes, please.
Yeah. Shoot me an email.
A lot of people think that we may be...
Well, you already did shoot me an email. I guess I didn't respond. I will respond.
A lot of people think that we might be closed to guest bloggers, but we are amazingly open.
We love guest bloggers.
Yes. It's your turn. Man.
Oh, yeah, that's a name.
As a Rallian of Valya writes, hello, American Golden Star. Especially Merrick, who I will promptly forgive for any mispronunciation of my name.
It does not say that.
It was understood. It was all about context. I have a question about the legendary items panel that I can't seem to find the answer to. Hopefully you will know. But you don't, because you didn't log in like you were supposed to this afternoon and check on this.
I've got you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. On the number tabs, you click to select your item. Some tabs have green and red dot on either side of the number. What does this mean? Thanks, Azralian of Valya.
I didn't know either, so I asked Katani.
Who should apparently be doing this podcast instead of us.
Katani has all my answers today. But the answer is, Azralian, you are a runekeeper, and that is what runekeeper class... their stones look like. It's just what the button for the stone looks like. Like, every class has special icons. The class item looks different from their weapon. And the rune stone for a rune keeper has a green dot and a red dot on it.
Because of their attunement. I get it. Okay.
It has both dots on it.
Right, because... they can go green or red. Okay, I get it. Okay.
So that's all it means is that is a runestone.
Okay, cool.
I actually had an answer. But because I gave a good answer, thanks to Katani, I have a correction from last week. We had an email where we were asked, hold on, I'm going to see if I bring it up. It would help if I would click the right button.
Buttons are overrated. I push all your wrong buttons all the time.
You're good at pushing the wrong buttons.
Yeah. I am.
I'm bad at buttons. Bad. We had an email from... the Pennywise of Gladden, asking about a strange place they passed through in the Brie Festival area. We said that it was the Freestag. That is not correct. She is referring to the Hobnanigan. I don't know how to say that. Field that is old. Old.
Oh.
It's an old, old game. Do you remember? I remember playing it. I remember having fun with it. You catch chickens.
I remember the chickens were involved.
Yeah. So it was a game of Hobnanigan. I don't know how to say it. I'm going to put it in the chat room. Somebody can tell me how to say it.
That's fine.
But, the field, there was two fields. there was fields, and you would stand in the field, and the game would start, and you would be on sides, and the goal was just to catch chickens. And I'm trying to remember. Did you kick them between goals?
I don't remember.
But there was something to do with chickens, and it was kind of like soccer.
I remember it being kind of like soccer.
So anyway, that is what that field is. There is also the tag fields. The tag fields work. Hobnagging a chicken kicker isn't on. It doesn't work. It's been off for years.
Which one does? Which one doesn't?
The chicken playing field.
The hobnagging doesn't work?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's kind of... Well...
I'm pretty certain it doesn't work.
All right. Well, that kind of stinks, but...
I'm pretty sure it's been shut down for quite a while.
Okay. Well, let's move on to player achievements. Sharon writes, greetings! Coffee, the level 66 warden on Lentilmere, is now finishing off the epic questline in Mirkwood. She's already gotten her elf ambassador seed, so she finally has a mount that is 68% and 250 health. Yay! She's also working on her tailoring. Gandest, the 41 lore master, has joined forces with her kindred's Monday night group, so he's given up leveling for our fellowship for a while. And it's much more fun this way. All of my Middle-earth family are members of Pathfinders, a wonderful kinship. They are so helpful. They've talked my level 75 guardian, Tolkien, through the Isengard instances, which I'm sure he would have failed without their coaching. Whenever any of my alts is in a pinch, they come and help or give me just the advice I need to complete a quest. Go, Pathfinders! Yay!
Brainslug writes, after having abandoned him for so long, I finally took my hunter to level 75. 3 days later, he already stood face to face with Saruman himself in an epic battle on the top of Orthanc. I have no clue how long it's going to take me to get those 1,000 plus seals I need for my Tower of Orthanc set. Farron set, love. I'm also uncertain which character I'll be working on next once the hunter gets all his gear ready.
Pink Fay writes, I managed to find time to log in every day to pick flowers and stomp shrews this week.
Good job.
Good night.
Tony writes, not really all done in a week, but recently I finished the world-renowned deed and the Eriador horse that comes with it. Hey, you got the achievement this week. That is your achievement of the week, right?
I agree.
That's how it works. I've been doing a lot of more instance deeds for the goat reward, which include taking down the Watcher for the first time. It's been fun. I've never really got to do any of that stuff when it was new.
Well, that's cool. See, that's one of the cool things about doing them, is that you get to do it, period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the
keeping them around, going back and doing the old stuff, like Rift and stuff like that, you just get to, people get to experience it. And even though the last fight of Rift is very frustrating when it's bugged, it's still cool. It's still a cool fight. So... I can see wanting to do it, especially like the Watcher in the Water. Watcher in the Water is so iconic. You know, it's such a...
Everybody should probably see that, right? Yeah.
It's very cool. So I can understand totally wanting to do that. So congratulations, Tony. Awesome that you're able to do that. In closing, we'd like to thank... What?
I want to give some feedback on the... Well, some heads up on the player achievements. Player achievements is a post that goes out on Friday mornings. All you have to do is leave a comment on our player achievement post. You want to look for the one on Friday, on the most recent Fridays, because if you look at last Fridays, we already read those. So True. This coming Friday, leave a comment there of what you accomplished this week, and we pick random ones from the comments to read on the show.
All right. So in closing, we'd like to thank the following people for their reviews. Keith W.
And I'd like to thank Nicholas F. for his donation.
How may people contact us, should they choose to do so?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com, or you can leave us a voicemail, but nobody does, so I'm not even going to give you that number. We're available to follow on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. You can leave us a review on iTunes or on the Zune Marketplace, and we would really appreciate it. You can listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network Radio.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, downloading, streaming, whatever you do to listen to the show. We really appreciate it. Thank you for checking out the blog, for sending us positive vibes or negative vibes or vibes in general.
Just vibes.
Yeah.
I'm feeling the vibes.
Are you? Excellent. I couldn't stay not weird for more than 10 minutes.
Do you like Suave?
What? Oh, never mind. That's a total inside joke. Okay. All right. So thank you, everybody. We appreciate it. We will talk to you again next week.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.